Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 14th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis, chapters 40 to 42. God will make us fruitful through our afflictions. We read in Genesis chapter 41, verses 50 to 52 like this. And to Joseph was born two sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. As we read the story of Joseph's life, we can see that God orchestrated events and placed people in his life so that he could arrive at the destination that God had planned for him. Let us look closely at how God worked behind the scenes to create steps for Joseph to climb in his life's journey. In the latter part of Genesis chapter 39, Satan tried to lure Joseph using Potiphar's wife as his bait. However, Joseph refused to bite into the allurement and fled the scene. He landed in the special prison where Pharaoh's prisoners were confined. However, God made Joseph to be fruitful through overseeing the prisoners committed to him by the keepers of the prison. Soon after, God allowed Pharaoh's butler and baker to land in the same prison where Joseph was incarcerated. And Joseph soon got ample chances to meet and serve them. While confined in the prison, God gave dreams to both the butler and baker that caused them enough distress to confide in Joseph. Again, God made Joseph to be fruitful through divine insights that he received from God for interpreting the dreams of both the butler and the baker. God enabled the butler to be restored in his job of being in close proximity with Pharaoh, setting the stage for the next event in Joseph's life. It was only after 2 years that God gave Pharaoh two dreams in order to reveal what he was about to do in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan. But no one was there in Egypt to interpret the dreams. Then God caused the butler to remember Joseph, who had successfully interpreted his dream earlier. And through the referral given by the butler, Joseph was brought before Pharaoh, the highest authority in the land of Egypt. By God's grace, Joseph could correctly interpret Pharaoh's dreams as well. And as the next logical step, Joseph was put in charge of all the civil administration of Egypt. Here again we see that God made Joseph to be fruitful through his afflictions and made him to rise up in position and power to make a difference in saving many peoples alive in his time. It is not surprising that Joseph named his second son Ephraim, meaning fruitfulness, since God had caused him to be fruitful in the land of his affliction. Please remember that if we are going through various trials, afflictions, and discouragements today, it may be that God intends us to be fruitful to Him and others through our lives. Let us get closer to God to understand His intentions in allowing us to go through all the problems that we are facing today. As we read in Romans chapter 8 verse 28 like this, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose."